His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Reminder to all residents and students and parents, as of today, all Housatonic Valley Regional High School students will be distance learning until January 19th. Now, this does not affect the six elementary schools in the region. The Region 1 Board of Education held an emergency meeting last week at which the decision was made after hearing from Interim Superintendent Lisa Carter, Housatonic Principal Ian Struver, and Assistant Principal Steve Sheeby. Several local municipalities receiving grants in Connecticut to go towards infrastructure upgrades intended to modernize and rehabilitate housing for low and moderate income individuals. Cheshire, Ansonia, Naugatuck, Plymouth, and Kent were among 12 municipalities awarded the grants through the Community Development Block Grant Small Cities Program. Governor Ned Lamont and Connecticut Housing Commissioner announced the grants on Friday in a press conference. Kent will receive $800,000 to go towards improvements at South Common Apartments at 22 South Commons Road. Among the improvements are repairing and installing and removal and replacement of existing boilers, removal and replacement of the hot water heaters in all the units identified for upgrade, and installation of combination exhaust fan LED lighting in all bathrooms. Salisbury Bank has announced that Diane Miller has accepted Vice President Residential Lending Manager position. Quoting here, "We're very excited to have Diane join our team," end quote, from Amy Raymond, Executive Vice President, Chief Retail Banking Officer, and CRA Officer, going on to say, quote, "Diane's past experience and knowledge of lending processes will help ensure the quality of our overall residential loan portfolio." Diane has worked for 10 years for United Bank as a systems and compliance administrator, overseeing their lending systems and worked closely with their underwriting process and closing staff. Diane lives in East Hartford, Connecticut. Plans to turn a former nursing home in Great Barrington into rental apartments is meeting with anxiety from some neighbors who say it will create a busier atmosphere. But town officials say the proposed 48-unit complex off Maple Avenue, Route 23, is just what the town needs, both for its coffers and new rental stock. The planning board will open its public hearing on the project at 5 p.m. this Thursday on Zoom. Developer John Halpern of Great Barrington and Development LLC of Southfield had applied for special permits to convert the former Great Barrington Nursing and Rehabilitation Center into one- and two-bedroom units. The company plans to raise the building by one story to 3.5 stories and expand it by almost 11,000 square feet to 44,000 while adding 4 parking lot spaces to the existing lot for a total of 53. More than half of the 4.1-acre parcel is wooded area, and that would be preserved, according to the developer. Dutchess County is planning to lower its tax rate and maintain services in the next year. It's doing so even while cutting spending in most departments, navigating job losses as a result of roughly 150 employees accepting voluntary buyouts, and knowing state aid may be reduced. Dutchess's $501 million budget for 2001 includes a handful of amendments to County Executive Mark Molinaro's initial proposal, reducing spending by 3.6%, or about $18.5 million. Compared to the 2020 budget. All Greene County buildings will see a reduced in-person workforce and modifications to visitors entering the buildings due to the continued rise in COVID-19 cases. All Greene County office buildings will see operational changes, including reduced in-person workforces and more, as the cases continue to rise, according to county officials. The changes go into effect beginning today. A member of Governor Ned Lamont's staff is self-isolating after testing positive for SARS-CoV-2. Of course, from Chief of Staff Paul Mounds. That announcement was made over the weekend. He says the employee, who has not been identified, was last in the governor's proximity on Thursday. The staff member is experiencing mild symptoms and is currently self-isolating. In New York, COVID-19 has been on the rise, with some areas of the state getting harder hit now than during the first wave of the pandemic in March and April. On Friday, New York State reported 11,271 new coronavirus cases from the previous day, pushing the state's total past 685,000 confirmed cases since the start of March. It's the latest in a string of steadily increasing infections across the state. some meetings coming up in our area today and tomorrow. In Salisbury today, 5 p.m., the Board of Selectmen meet. At 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets. Region 1 Board of Education meets at the Housatonic Library at 6:30 tonight. In Sheffield, Massachusetts, the Select Board meets at 7 p.m. Dover, New York Planning Board regular meeting at Town Hall at 7 p.m. And the Village of Millerton Workshop meeting tonight at 6 p.m. Coming up tomorrow in Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have a 3 o'clock meeting, the Board of Finance at 7. In Sheffield at 6 o'clock, Five Town Cable Committee meeting. Falls Village Rec Commission meets tomorrow at 7 o'clock. In Cornwall, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting also at 7 o'clock. The Housatonic River Commission meets at Cornwall Consolidated School at 7:30. And the Salisbury Rec Commission has a meeting at 7:30 tomorrow. Kent Sewer Commission has their regular meeting at 4. Board of Selectmen regular meeting at 6:30, and the Zoning Board of Appeals regular meeting is at 7 p.m. Jammin' for a Cause, a benefit for Centers for Compassion for Local Food Pantry and Dover Stone Church Grange. That'll happen December 8th, 3 till 7 p.m. or whenever it ends, at the Masonic Hall in Dover Plains, New York. Musicians include Family Mojo, Finley and Pagden, Odyssey Dawn, and Vicky Valinsky. Tickets are available at Berkshire Wine and Spirits and Rennie's Thrift Shop in Dover Plains. Also by contacting 845-877-9013 or 845-877-0488. Tickets are just $10. They donate to a worthy cause. There'll be a craft table and a bake sale. Refreshments will be served. All COVID-19 rules must be followed. The visit from Santa and Santa's mailbox is scheduled for the Hotchkiss Library now on Saturday, December 12th. Also coming up this Saturday, the lighting of the luminaries on the Sharon Green. That will happen as well, as that was postponed from this weekend. The Amenia Recreation Commission invites you to Pictures with Santa on Saturday, December 12th from 2 till 4 p.m. at Weebatuck High School. Follow the signs. Stay in your car until it's your turn for a socially distant picture. Bring your camera or phone. You must wear a mask and follow social distancing guidelines. Lakeville Host Company Santa Express, Santa Visiting Homes on a Fire Truck, will happen on December 12th and 13th between 9 and 6 p.m. daily. Check with the fire department to see if there are still time slots available for them to visit your house. Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance and Recreation have a virtual gingerbread house competition going on. To enter and register your creation, email recreationdirector@salisburyct.us. Include a photo of your masterpiece, the name of your creation, the names of the builders, phone number, email address, and mailing address. The deadline to register is Friday, December 18th. Judging will take place and winners announced December the 21st. Also, the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance and Recreation have a Light Up Salisbury Holiday House Decorating and Yard Display Competition. To enter and register your display, email recreationdirector@salisburyct.us. Include your name, the house address, mailing address, phone number, and email address. The deadline to register is December 18th. Judges will view all displays on December 21st, a snow date of viewing December 22nd, between 6 and 8 p.m. In other news, House Speaker Designate Matt Ritter from Hartford and House Majority Leader Jason Rojas of East Hartford announced last week that State Representative Maria Horn has been appointed the House Chair of the Public Safety and Security Committee. Quoting Ritter, "I'm eager to see what policy she's able to create in her new role." Representative Horn's appointment as House Chairperson of the Public Safety Security Committee speaks volumes about the respect she's earned after just one term in office, according to Majority Leader Jason Rojas. As a former prosecutor and a legislator from rural parts of the state, she'll provide unique and insightful perspectives on safety issues. Quote, "Public safety is the first priority of all our communities," end quote, according to Horn. Horn went on to say, "As chair, I look forward to advancing policies that bolster the safety and security of Connecticut residents." Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 30,218.26. The NASDAQ at 12,464.23 and the S&P 500 at 3,699.12. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.